A small town in the Swiss Alps becomes a focus of world attention 1 week a year. Davos hosts the World Economic Forum with a rarefied guest list of business tycoons, prime ministers, and this year, for the first time in nearly two decades, the President of the United States. Special correspondent Ryan Chilcote is there for us and has our look at this most alpine of summits.
The heaviest snowfall in two decades, 6 feet dropped on the Swiss Alps in less than a week, didn't stop the World Economic Forum from getting underway. No, the main challenge for many of the 3,000 movers, shakers, scribes, and gawkers, just getting here.
No, never seen anything like this before. It's a bit of a struggle. I didn't even bring snow boots, so I'm trying not to fall.
This year's official theme is creating a shared future in a fractured world. Klaus Schwab is the forum's founder, now in its 48th year.
The world is socially fractured, it's environmentally fractured, but it's also politically divided. So what we want to do here is to analyze what are the reasons, but what is much more important to afterwards search for solutions.
The elite annual gathering is being held under tight security. There are some 70 heads of state here, hobnobbing with titans of industry and academia, celebrities, and advocates.
There's really nothing quite like it. In my first hour here, I bumped into the head of one of the world's largest jewelry companies, an entrepreneur starting his own cryptocurrency, and the head of a Brazilian biotech firm. Davos is where legacy businesses meet the disruptors, where developing and developed countries come together to network, to learn from one another, and of course, to do deals.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's opening address called on countries to unite, while ignoring some of his country's own protectionist policies.
Many societies and countries are becoming more and more focused on themselves. It feels like the opposite of globalization is happening. We'll have to accept the fact that globalization is slowly losing its luster.
The four-day meeting aims to tackle a number of pressing geopolitical issues in addition to globalization, like climate change, the migrant crisis, and gender equality. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau.
We need to have a critical discussion on women's rights, equality, and the power dynamics of gender.
Global inequality is another major topic, said Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund.
There are still too many people who are left out of that recovery and acceleration of growth.
The week's most anticipated speaker is perhaps its unlikeliest. President Trump will be rubbing elbows with the very same folks he berated on the campaign trail.
This wave of globalization has wiped out totally our middle class.
It's the first time a sitting U.S. president has attended the forum since Bill Clinton in 2000. Mr. Trump is bringing much of his team here. Top White House advisors previewed the trip yesterday and were asked, in essence, why he's going to a forum that goes against his America First agenda. Economic advisor Gary Cohn.
America First is not America alone. The president is going to Davos to speak to world leaders about investing in the United States, moving businesses to the United States, hiring American workers.
President Trump won't be welcomed by everyone. Protesters routinely blast the invitation-only conference, arguing it's an unabashed celebration of capitalism gone awry.
We've been protesting all the years now against the World Economic Forum, and if Trump comes or not, we don't care. Trump is just, maybe he's the best symbol for this world.
President Trump gets the final word when he delivers the closing address on Friday. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ryan Chilcote in Davos.